Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is Joe with No Boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brent Humphreys, in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking to you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember this number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Well, we have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any need today, this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. And once again, you know, maybe I've got a problem going on here. Maybe you can help me out here. So I shared this yesterday, and I share the same concept each day, and it's creating an issue for me. Because today is National Lunch Fun Cake Day. We know that there's no calories when you're celebrating. You know, like on your birthday, you get all the cake you want, no calories. On your anniversary, you know, calories. Mother's Day, Father's Day, calories. If you celebrate Christmas, Easter, no calories. Hanukkah, no calories. You're getting a theme here? Well, we celebrate every day, though. And today, National Lemon Chiffon Cake. Yesterday was Black Cherry Cake or Black something or another cake. Maybe that's why my waistline keeps on growing, is because I keep thinking there's no calories and somebody might be giving me a bit of a story. I don't know. I won't ride along. I can tell you the story here, though. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's down 56 points. For some odd reason, the oil is up 89 cents a barrel. Now, you have to wonder about that a little bit, because we're talking right now that oil is at $49.27 a barrel. Why would I be questioning that number? Well, the numbers came out this morning, and once again, we have an increase in oil reserves. Can you believe this one? We are right now in the oil reserves and storage in our country, 533 million barrels of oil are in storage. Now, we know part of the reason for the surge in oil storage. I'm just going to call it out like it is. You know that I do it all the time. It's Brent Humphrey's fault.
Yeah.
See, he doesn't use any of this stuff, right? I mean, drive 200 miles a day and he doesn't use any gas. So that's why we're storing up so much of it. The national average gasoline, $2.29.1 here in the state of confusion. Because we like to tax ourselves so much, $2.97 per gallon of gasoline. That's the average in the state. A lot of news coming out of Europe. The global bond yields lowering this morning after reports stating that you got to always love those, anonymous European Central Bank officials feel that investors are too hawkish in their expectations. So that's what's going on in Europe. We did just see that, I believe it's Fed Governor Evans. I know I have the report here somewhere. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit. Our Federal Reserve talking about raising interest rates two more times this year. I am looking at the United States 10-year Treasury, 2.393 as I speak to you. That is a good sign for interest rates, not very good for seniors who count on the U.S. 10-year Treasury for their way of life. Just a thought there, keeping you informed on the numbers. Speaking of numbers, I might not be as prepared this morning as I generally am for our radio broadcast. I usually get started at 4 in the morning every day getting ready for a radio broadcast. One of the first stories I heard this morning, though, I fell over. And I hit my head. I scratched my head. I couldn't figure this out because it was a report out of Berkeley, California. Generally get stories out of Berkeley, California that have any logic from the school there. But in Berkeley, they just came out with a study that is by the Institute of Governmental Studies at UC Berkeley shows that a majority of registered voters in California want the state's elected Democrats. I'm still scratching my head over this one. I just
don't know better than that.
They want the Democrats to work with President Donald Trump rather than to resist his agenda. By a vote of 53-47. Now, this is a state that voted, had 4 million more people vote for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. Just says 53-47, we want the state to work with the president on getting things done. Just surprises me. Voters prefer that Democrats work with Trump, even though 61% disapprove of the job he is doing. I wonder what they disapprove of. They must not like jobs and things like that. According to the poll, which surveyed 1,000 registered voters, it has a margin of error of 3.6%. In fact, the poll found that Trump has lower approval ratings than any U.S. president at this point in his presidency since the poll began. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
In the state that votes regularly to increase their own taxes, spend more money, build a train that goes from nowhere that anybody is to nowhere anybody wants to go, dumps gallons of water every day and says we've got a water shortage. Would anybody be surprised that they would want the Democrat way of doing things? Amazing. I will move on. Unbelievable. So one of the next items on the president's agenda is the idea of dealing with taxes. Two companies, you will not be surprised, are lobbying. They don't like the tax plan, the tax idea of simplification. Now, in California, I know that if we put this to a vote, by every measure that I've seen, everything that I've studied, Californians would be very, very happy with that two-line tax code. And it's all it would take in California. The California voters, I'm sure they would approve of this one, overwhelmingly. All they want is that two lines of code. It says, how much money did you make, and send it. Those are the two lines. LA just voted to increase their state about how well the state is doing in fiscally. Yeah, they missed, $2.9 billion they missed on the reserves for pensions. How do you miss by $2.9 billion? I'm sure that. But these two companies, they are lobbying vehemently, easy for me to say today, that they do not want the tax code simplified. Can you guess who the two companies are that do not want the tax code simplified? Now, there are reports out there. Think about this concept. Now, it just amazes me. In this day and age of technology, why do we have such large tax returns? I mean, I have a client that I'm doing some consulting with. His tax returns are over 800 pages long. Just for his personal returns, 800 pages. Now, think about this. You and I, and I'm just going to use simple stuff. Get a W-2, one copy goes to us, one copy goes to the IRS. We get a 1099, copy to us, copy to the IRS. They're putting all this stuff in their computers. And then they want us to fill out a bunch of forms that say exactly what they all know. And if we fill out wrong, they send a note saying, hey, you filled them out wrong, send more money. Now, think about this concept. Why don't we do that in the first place? Why don't they just send us a bill in March after they get all the returns and say, this is what you owe? Wouldn't that be easy? Well, Intuit, they don't like that idea. Certainly, H&R Block does not like that idea. They are lobbying is with everything they've got, saying, no, we can do it that way. We really, really need to keep tax as complicated as it is. Otherwise, we're going to be out of business. We're not going to be able to sell these programs to you each and every year and change everything. Lobbyists, holy cow. Unbelievable. Speaking of holy cow, did you see Jeff Sessions yesterday? Love that. Love what he's got going on there. Stop the sanctuary cities from getting money. I love this, how people are all second-guessing. Well, he can't do that. Think about this concept. Do you think he has an idea of what he's doing? Do you think he knows what the laws are? Do you think he researched these things ahead of time? He knows that the government gives out block grants. He also knows that President Obama put a lot in the block grants when everything that he was doing was being done by executive order, approved to say, you know something, if you don't follow my executive orders, yeah, you're not going to get your block grant money. Well, that's what happens when you do things by executive order. They can be changed very, very easily, and that's what's happening right now. Those block grants, they may not be a-coming if you don't follow the rules of the new administration, and that this administration can be changed just as easily next time. Remember that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, it is Wine Wednesday, and we have located Robert Mott. He will be with us, and things to consider when relocating your family. Did we lose family? I think we're relocating our residents. But we're going to talk to Brent Humphreys about that. Looking to move up to a luxury home, now might be the time. Tax deductions for the self-employed. And what does the rate increases, the Federal Reserve rate increases, mean to you and your family? Remember, you can send any time our off-air number, 800-306-990-800-306-890 or ronsiegelradio.com. /Ron Siegel Radio or on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage and the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Not like any other pre-approvals that you're seeing out in the marketplace. Totally underwritten, no loan contingencies. Your realtor can make a same as cash offer. The only items that are left as contingencies are the same things that you would have if you have no financing at all. You're looking at appraisals and title and property searches or home inspections if you want them. All those items, everything, the loan part, it's all done for you. Gold Star Mortgage has it. Fed President Evans came out, one of the most consistent supporters of low interest rates, on Wednesday, said he is with the majority of his colleagues now in supporting further further rate hikes this year, given progress on the U.S. central bank's goals of full employment and stable inflation. Yeah, they're talking about the phony unemployment rate of 4.7%. You and I know U6 actually is over 9%. But what is it going to happen? What are we going to do if the interest rates go up two more times? If you are one of those wise individuals, and I can say it very strongly, wise individuals who bought a home using a first mortgage and maybe a home equity line of credit so that you avoid the mortgage insurance, qualify that way, take a look at the property valuations right now. See if you can reliquidate into one loan and take advantage of the long-term low interest rates. Again, if you did an FHA loan and you've got mortgage insurance, maybe you've got an equity now to be able to cut your mortgage insurance in half or get rid of it altogether. Those are all options that are on the table for you. And as we see interest rates continue to increase, you may want to really be looking into those items now. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, and whenever it's time to chat wine, I'm even better. So I love this topic that because you and I see this all the time. We've talked about this many, many times. I think I should do a commercial or something just so we have it on the broadcast on a regular basis. How do you hold your wine glass the right way? Because I see it all the time, people holding them the wrong way. So share the etiquette with us, would you?
Absolutely. Well, you got it right, Ron. I mean, and you know, it bugs me no end because this is one thing that, I think that some people could call me an uptight wine guy because of this, and but they probably talk about me behind my back when I comment on this. But I see it everywhere. I mean, I see it on commercials. I see it in the movies. I see it on television. Whenever there's somebody drinking wine, you see this kind of way that they're doing it. They're holding the glass by the bowl. You know, it just drives me absolutely crazy. You know, I just hate to see fingerprints on the glass. And maybe that's just me being, kind of OCD or something like that. But, it's if you hold it by the bowl, first of all, it makes the glass look messy as all get out. It gets opaque and just kind of nasty. I load those fingerprints. And the other thing is, if you like to swirl your wine, which is one of those things that really, some of us do it unconsciously, others do it because it does generally add a little air to the wine, make it taste a little bit better. It's hard to do it when you hold it by the bowl. Also, I worry about bowl. Your hand is warm. It's roughly 98 degrees Fahrenheit, more or less. And your wine is probably served somewhere between 55, if it's white wine, maybe 47 degrees Fahrenheit and maybe 60 degrees Fahrenheit, most likely. And so, obviously, you add heat to the bowl of your glass, it's going to change the temperature of the wine. Now, that itself may not sound like a big deal, but it will change the flavor profile of the wine the way you perceive it if you change the temperature. So, some people say, well, what about stemless glasses? Well, I'm kind of relaxed about that, even though it's not really my thing. It's better than a coffee mug, is all I'll say. So anyway, just to review, the proper way to hold a wine glass is to pinch the stem or hold it by the base. And when I ask my bowl-grasping colleagues and friends why they hold their wine glass, they explain that the top-heavy aspect of a wine glass makes them worried about it falling over. Holding it closer to the center of gravity makes them feel less likely to spill. They're also uncomfortable swirling, so holding a wine glass as if it were a brandy snifter gives them a little more control. Practice makes perfect. I would encourage everybody to make a conscious effort the next time they're served a glass of wine or they pour themselves a glass of wine at home. Grab the thing by the stem and practice holding the wine glass in a very very classy way by the stem or by the base, and kind of develop that muscle memory, that thing. You know, it's like if you're at the golf course, you don't expect to go right to the first tee and hit it 300 yards without maybe warming up or practicing beforehand. Holding a wine glass right's the same way. You know, you got to take that, take some initiative and practice at home and make sure that you actually do that and practice those wine glass holding muscles and your swirling action and everything. And eventually you'll feel like a pro, you know, and actually look like a pro. So practice makes perfect. It's not
useless. I like
the idea
of practice. The more I practice drinking wine, the better I feel.
Exactly. You know, and you build up your muscles in your right arm too, if you're right-handed, you know, if you choose to do that, you know.
I watch people with holding their wine glass by the bowl, and I sometimes want to just go up to them and ask them if they want a Bunsen burner to go with it. I mean,
one of those pocket things. Are those pocket things you shake up and it heats your pocket? You know, you might as well wrap that around the glass. You know,
exactly. And just the thought of warm wine doesn't sound good to me. But I'm with you, Rod. I watch it. My sons think that I'm nuts because I see them even holding their glasses the wrong way, or one of them works in a restaurant and I see them bringing glasses out the wrong way, and I'm like, go back and do it right, get a clean glass now.
Exactly.
So
it's a curse. It's a curse, Ron. We just have that with us, and we'll never get rid of it.
I guess. Holy cow. So, you know, I was looking at some wines recently, and actually I love going through my wine cabinet. In fact, it's getting a little empty. I'm going to have to go to Paso Robles next month. But the labels of the wines, is there any rhyme or reason to the order of the grapes when we're talking about the wine bottles?
Well, yeah, actually there are. If you see multiple varieties of grapes listed on the label, they must, by law, here in the U.S. anyway, be listed in descending order by volume. For instance, if you see something that says Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon blend on the label, it'll have more Sauvignon Blanc than Semillon. Barring the possibility, of course, of being actually the exact 50-50 blend. So, yeah, it actually means something, at least here in the U.S. They, as we know, our friends at the Taxation and Trade Board, division of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms people, regulate what goes on the labels of U.S. wine, and that's one of the things that they have in their rules.
So I thought I'd be misleading that. I just put like 5% cab in there and wanted to call themselves a cab just because of the connotation of the richness that has. So it's going to protect us a little bit.
Exactly. In fact, you can't say Cabernet Sauvignon on the label unless it's at least 75% Cabernet Sauvignon. So again, our friends in the federal government do protect us from misleading labels at sometimes.
Interesting. And being that we know that you're a world traveler, we're going to take a little quick trip here. What is this Bordeaux classification system I see?
It's a funny thing. I just heard you talking about executive orders. And this is one of the ultimate executive orders that actually withstood the test of time. In Bordeaux, actually, there really isn't anything quite like the Bordeaux classification system. In 1855, basically at the request of Napoleon III, they graded all the chateaus, the current chateaus that were basically red wine producing, based on their price, reputation, ranking, or their crus, from first crew down to fifth crew. So it's, you know, Bordeaux being steeped in tradition, so this classification has stayed with us for over 160 years. So really interesting thing here. It's a big deal to be considered to be a Bordeaux first growth. There are originally only four estates that earned that top ranking: Lafitte Rothschild, Chateau Latour, Chateau Margaux, and Haute-Brion. In 1973, Mouton Rothschild was elevated to a first growth status thanks to endless lobbying by the Baron Rothschild. But, it's one of those really big deals. But the genesis came in 1855, like I say, Napoleon III, Emperor of France, decided to throw a universal exposition in France, kind of a world's fair. And they wanted all the country's wines represented. So he invited Bordeaux's Chamber of Commerce to arrange an exhibit. Now, members of the chamber knew a hornet's nest when they saw one, so they passed the buck, as all good politicians do. they agreed, according to the records, to present classes up to fifth growth, but ask an organization that was basically a syndicate of wine merchants to draw up the exact and complete list of all red wines that specifies in which class they belong. That was kind of a quote. The syndicate really hardly had to think. So in 2 weeks later, they turned over this famous list that included 58 chateaus. So it had four first growth, first crus, 12 seconds, 14 thirds, 11 fourths, and 17 fifths. They expected controversy, of course, and the quote was, I guess, going back on this as well, you know as well as we do, sirs, that classification is a delicate task, bound to raise questions. Remember that we have not tried to create an official ranking, but only to offer you a sketch drawn from the very best sources. Well, you know, obviously everybody called that one what it was and didn't believe that as well. But, you know, it's curious, of course, most of the selections came from the Medoc region of France, with that single exception of Haut-Rhône. They also ranked the sweet wines, or the Sauternes, as well. But anyway, this classification system has really stuck with us the whole way. And as I said, that, you know, those first growths are really a big deal. If you take those now five first growth wines, Lafite Rothschild, Mouton Rothschild, Latour, Margaux, and Haut-Rhône, those are the ones that year after year demand the highest price to the consumer. And but obviously, all these wines have evolved in the last, you know, 160 plus years or so. And it's not, you know, they're not exactly the same as they were at the time of classification, but that classification has really defined the wines of Bordeaux ever since then. But like I said, clearly when you're an emperor of France, your executive orders are paid attention to, and they do stand the test of time, unlike executive orders here in the United States.
Interesting information. We know that we want a first growth Bordeaux, the bottom line there. If we can afford it, that sounds like certainly the way to go. Thanks for sharing that great information, as always, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will chat about relocations with Brent Humphries. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or
you're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market there There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by our area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T to 7564. Get on a home search right there, free. There's no advertising. Find your dream home before someone else does. Looking to move into a luxury home? Now might be the time. If your house no longer fits your needs and you're planning on buying a luxury home, now's a great time to do so. We recently shared data from Trulia's market mismatch study, which showed that today's premium home market, buyers are in control. That's a surprise, because in so many markets, it's a seller's market. The inventory of homes for sale in the luxury market far exceeds those searching to purchase these properties in many areas of the country. This means that homes are often staying on the market longer or can be found at a discount. Those who have a starter or trade-up home to sell will find buyers competing and often entering bidding wars to be able to call your house their home. The sale of your starter or trade-up house will aid in coming up with a larger down payment for the new luxury home. Even a 5% down payment on a million-dollar house, 50 grand if you're quick at math. But not all who are buying luxury properties have a home to sell first. In a recent Washington Post article, Daryl Judy, an associate broker with Washington Fine Properties, gave some insight into what many millennials are choosing to do, and I quote, "Some high-earning millennials save money until they are in their early 30s to buy a place and just skip over that starter home phase." Not very smart. "They'll stay in an apartment until they can afford to pay for the place they want. Bottom line, get in the game." That's the first thing I would say to you. "The best time to sell anything is when demand is high and supply is low. If you're currently in a starter or trade-up house that no longer fits your needs and are looking to step into a luxury home, now is the time to list your house. Here's my recommendation to you. I share this all the time. Give a call to our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Get that fast pass pre-approval so you know exactly what you're qualified for. In fact, you're totally underwritten. That way you can go out shopping. Don't start shopping yet. Put your house on the market with a great real estate professional. Then you'll know exactly how much your budget is, because you might get more than you thought for your house. And then go find your dream home. And it'll be a nice, simple process because you'll have done all the work up front. Just a thought for you. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron C. Radio. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before somebody else finds your dream home. Now, there's another side to the whole story, though. Sometimes people have to move. Change of jobs. Your company says, hey, you know something? If you want that promotion, we need you to move to Denver. We need you to move to San Francisco. Maybe even we need you to move to Carlsbad, California. And I think I know who you can talk to in Carlsbad. Brent Humphries is with us.
Good morning, Brent. Thank you for the plug on Carlsbad and me. And I do know how to hold my wine glass.
There you go. I noticed you said you know how to hold your wine glass, but didn't mention if you can hold your wine.
Correct. So right, yeah. I can hold my wine.
It might be a different story. So what do we need to know about relocation? I mean, that's a, you know, yep. People when they're in, if you get a job, generally you don't have a huge amount of time to relocate.
No, you don't.
And it's even worse because then you're dealing with, you know, is my family on one coast and I have to be on the other coast, and who's taking care of the sale and who's taking care of the buy? And frequently I'm going to get a little, I don't know, status maybe. But I mean, I'm traditional. Maybe it's a traditionalist, right? So if my family is on the East Coast and I'm the breadwinner and I get transferred to the West Coast and I start looking for a house, I know that whatever property I find is going to be wrong because my wife's going to be the one that really is going to pick the house anyway.
Yeah.
What are some of the considerations we need to think about when we're relocating?
Well, first of all, when you're relocating, it begins with, it usually comes in two categories, lifestyle and money. Money is the obvious one.
Sure.
Unless you've just won the lottery or you've inherited millions of dollars, you're probably relocating with a job in mind. And you either have the job or you're looking for a job. If you have the job,
that'll solve some problems.
Probably dictating when you move. So what I thought I would do as part of this discussion is to look at some of the practical questions and thought processes that a relocating person can go through in terms of deciding whether the relocation is going to benefit them or not.
Okay.
So one of them is a misconception. A lot of people say, well, you know, I've got to move. I've got to move to Carlsbad because I'm going to get a $3,000 a month, you know, pay increase. But they're coming from an area of the country that may cost them $36,000 annually less based upon the cost of living. A lot of people will go to Realtor.com or Trulia or Zillow and look at the average cost in their area and look at where they're relocating and say, okay, so I'm leaving a $350,000 detached home and I can expect to spend $600,000. And they look at the difference with the mortgage. But there are many other factors to consider when you're looking at whether a relocation makes sense. If relocating for money, you've got to consider the state that you're moving to and what your state income tax would be. Now, California has 10 or 11 different tax brackets, going from 1.0% to 13.3%. Now, I don't like saying that on air because I'm in the business of... How did you know to play that sound effect? That was absolutely perfect. So if you're leaving a state, one of the five or six states, such as Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota, Alaska, and the state of Washington, with no state income tax, you know, it's one thing to swallow the difference in pricing between where you're leaving and where you're coming. But when you consider the state income tax difference, it may or may not make sense.
Sometimes I think, and you know, you and I chat mostly from the side of the discussion of the real estate side and the housing side. But sometimes these issues, you know, you might be getting a raise to move from, oh, I don't know, Kansas to California.
Yeah.
Right. And you might have a $225,000 median home price in Kansas and a $500,000 median in California. Right. So your housing may, you may be giving up everything that you're getting as far as a employment advantage to paying for your living expenses.
Sure. But then that's where the lifestyle enjoyment comes in. You know, I think of Mark and Allie Aguilar, clients of mine for years. We've just done, I think, our sixth transaction. And they're now living just the life that they've always dreamed of in a community called San Alejo Hills.
San Alejo Hills. Okay.
It's in northern San Diego County. Mark is an avid mountain biker. And I love watching Facebook because, you know, I'm seeing him all the time out there biking. And, you know, did a turn this morning and, you know, took a few knocks for the team. You know, he's out there and he's enjoying this. Well, imagine if you were a mountain biker and you were living in an area where the weather was absolutely horrible. You could only get out where it was warm enough a few times a year. There were no hills. It was
a mountain biker in Omaha, Nebraska.
There you go.
Right in the Great Plains, where they call an overpass a mountain.
Sure. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. And then Allie, I mean, she's absolutely a, you know, social butterfly and loves, you know, a cohesive community with other moms. And I think she's in something called Stroller Strides, where 30 or 40 of them get out there in the morning and they hike these big hills, you know, pushing I don't know how they get the kids up at that hour. Cause I remember when our kids are young, but so lifestyle enjoyment. So they're compensating factors. If you're moving where your pay increase is offset or is washed out by the increase in living at the new entry point, lifestyle factors come into play. Other things to consider would be, you know, if you have a significant other or spouse or partner, whatever word you want to use, and your company wants to relocate you, what if your spouse happens to be in a vocation that requires a specific licensing that varies by state?
Wow.
School teacher, a realtor, you know, others, a lawyer. All of a sudden, you need to ask yourself the question, all right, so I can move. This is good for me. But what impacts will this be on my overall family?
Sure.
And the second vocation?
Yeah, and there's a lot to consider. The other part of it, obviously, also, I mean, if we go back to that same $250,000 house in Kansas, you know, their property is appreciating very similar. I mean, it's not going to be the same as California, but I would say they're going up at 5%, and California, you buy a $500,000 house appreciating at 5%.
Sure.
If you're still in your wealth accumulation years, that can be a beneficial play as well. You might say, okay, you know something? I'm getting a bigger raise. I'm paying for more house, but my appreciation is going to increase my wealth that much quicker.
Correct.
As well.
That's a really good point. Yeah. That's why a lot of realtors buy the most expensive home they can, because they're surrounded by luxury homeowners.
Sure.
With better access.
Absolutely.
Did I just share that?
we don't want to go there, Brent. We're going to talk more with Brent Humphreys about things to consider when you are relocating. When you come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and financial markets. We'll also share a few tax deductions for the self-employed individuals. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, or you can go to the archives of ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with Henry Mark. Tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today. Being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Do you have a home that's free and clear? Are you tired of where you live and you don't want to make a mortgage payment? Think about this concept. You can sell that home that you're in and go buy a new home with a reverse mortgage if you're over 62 years of age and still not have a payment for the rest of your life and put money in the bank for some quality of life desires. Speaking of quality of life desires, I don't know too many people that do not enjoy tax deductions. Maybe you know some that like tax, that want to pay more tax. Yeah, I know Warren Buffett wants to pay more taxes. Although he just tells to pay more. Yes, well, move right along. Tax deductions for the self-employed. So we do know there is a self-employment tax deduction since self-employed workers pay the entire tax for Medicare and Social Security, 15.3%, on their own. The IRS considers an employer portion of the self-employment tax to be a deductible expense. You can deduct half of the self-employment tax from your net income. Self-employed health insurance deductions. If you're self-employed, the dental, health, and long-term insurance premiums that you paid for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents may be tax deductible. You may be able to claim the health insurance deduction for a child as well. Home office deduction. Now, we talked about this with Amanda Hahn last week, I think it was, talked the idea it's no longer the big red flag that it used to be. This break allows you to deduct a portion of the expenses you use exclusively for business purposes at home, like property taxes and utilities. Claiming the deduction won't be easy. However, you'll need to crunch some numbers and provide proof that you have a space that you use regularly for professional reasons only. Tax deduction for business use of car. Here's a biggie. Make sure that if you're deducting for your car, that you either take the mileage deduction and be sure to put the mileage on your tax return, or separate the amount for expenses and for the depreciation when you're looking for a new home, because you can recapture the depreciation portion for income qualification purchases on a new home. Self-employed retirement plan deductions. I should get my friend here. Be real careful with this one. We don't want the IRA. We don't want a step. The 401k is okay, but if you're self-employed, you're probably not going to have that. Talk to Al Manfrey. He's got some much better solutions. Avoid the 401k and the IRA. They're geared for you to pay more taxes in the long run. Don't use them. Deduction for education expenses, deductions for business loan interest. Again, a bottom line on all of this is real, real simple. Don't go to H&R Block online service. Get a professional to help you with this. It's too important to you and your family. Find a great professional to help you with the taxes. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we're continuing our conversation. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Humphreys Homes and Estates. We are chatting. Great real estate agent in the San Diego area. Although, Brent, I guess as long as we say it's below Ventura, you're pretty much there. Now that you have that, now that you got the gasless car, you sure can go anywhere.
I can.
I'm wondering if you're going to have a helicopter soon.
that would be really fun. Yeah, I did sell a home last year in Goleta, just north of Santa Barbara.
Right.
That was really fun.
So you go up there and do a little wine tasting.
I did.
And
held my glass properly.
Held your glass properly. Did you go up there in July and August?
October.
October is a great time there.
Mm-hmm.
July and August is a little bit on the warm side, especially from a San Diego guy.
Well, that's when you switch from red to white then, right?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to.
Are you talking about cars or are you talking about wine?
Wine.
Okay.
Because it's Wednesday. Wine
Wednesday. Wine Wednesday. Got you. Okay. So we're chatting about relocation with Brent Humphreys today, and we were talking a little bit about the lifestyle and monetary issues, looking into the state issues, the cost issues. Now we still need to start looking at, you know, there's a lot of other things. How do you get educated? Right? Here's one of the big questions that I come across, just because it's something that's foreign to California natives.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I've been in two zip codes my whole life, and they've both been in Orange County, and actually three zip codes, but that's okay. But the idea here, you know, we don't think about having to winterize our house.
No, we don't.
Right. And mosquito season for the most part.
Sure.
Where will a real estate agent know those kind of issues to talk about?
Well, they absolutely should, yeah.
Okay.
You want to be working with one who does.
So if I'm going the other way around then, say I'm coming from Chicago, where we do have to really deal with winterizing our house, to Carlsbad, California, it's going to be a bit of a cultural shock from a weather standpoint. I mean, in Chicago, they have the weathers on the news every day.
Sure.
Right. In Carlsbad, they only tell you the weather if it's going to be something different than 72 and clear.
Right. It's usually the very end of the broadcast because there's really not a lot of newsworthy.
Not a little relevant there, right?
Yeah. But particularly in San Diego, and this is a little bit off topic, but there are so many microclimates. You know, in Carlsbad.
Yeah, might be 73 somewhere.
Yeah, and it could be 61, a five-minute drive. Because
really?
Because you're socked in from the marine layer.
Okay.
So there are microclimates.
So what else do I need to know about relocation?
One of the things I think that relocation presents us with is, in terms of a very good opportunity, is a time to hit pause, reset, and ask yourself, what did I get wrong on my current home? And if you think about it, you're listening to this broadcast, and you're a homeowner now, or maybe you're renting a home, what do I not like about the home I'm in? And sometimes it's a little bit deeper than, you know, I really wanted four bedrooms and I accepted three. Sometimes it's the floor plan, or it's the utility of going from one place in the home to the other, and it's a longer hall than you wanted, or, you know, the backyard, it's not as large as you want, or you feel like you can't, you know, chat with your spouse in the evening with the windows open because the neighbors are going to hear you. That's a real, real example of someone that's relocating right now with me.
Interesting.
Shout out to Jay and Jody and Ray. But the other thing is you can look at – a relocation is going to occur at a specific place in time. You're usually going to plan ahead, or the job is going to move you and say, May 15th, you're moving. So now you have a few weeks to then say, what did I not get in the home that I want now that I want to get in the new home? And are my needs going to be different when I accept this new position, let's say in San Diego, that maybe is a five-year assignment? Do I have a child that's going to be going off to college and is already committed and filled out the application, and I'm not going to need that extra bedroom? So it's a chance for you to just reevaluate what your needs are and to make a purchase based upon what the future needs are going to be.
And many folks, they have that three system, right?
Okay.
It's the haves, need, want to have, and should have, or dreams, something like that. That's,
sure, yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know the exact terminology of them, but you look at the three different things. It's like, got to have this, or it's a deal breaker.
Right.
I'd like to have this, and then it's the wish list.
Correct.
Right? So that kind of gives you an idea to throw, where is that going to fit into? Right? I mean, you might have had on the wish list a privacy, and that might be moving to a must-have column.
Correct.
Right, so that's good information. What about the expenses involved in moving? I mean, packing and moving your stuff from, you know, from Carlsbad to Vista, from Anaheim to Orange, you're not really looking at having to deal with, you know, 500 miles or 1,000 miles of bumping along the road.
Sure. It's all based upon weight and number of items. So when you're relocating, it's a really good opportunity to purge.
Okay.
My wife will be the first to tell you I'm a hoarder. I'm working on it each birthday, each year. She asked me to clean out the garage, and I opened the cabinets where I stuffed everything, and I begin purging a little bit more and a little bit more.
You're up to two items you took out this year.
Yeah. I'm getting better. I'm beginning to purge more. Another thing to consider, so I was on the phone, driving. By the way, it's a great drive to come up. I always enjoy coming up and being on your broadcast. I was chatting with a seller of mine who runs a moving company, and I mentioned the topic. He's probably listening. And I asked him, do you have any – I don't know, juicy secrets about relocating the moves. And what he told me says, oh, yeah, I've got a really good one. Now, I can't say the company, I'm sure, you know, obviously.
Okay.
But he said he didn't use the word surge pricing, but that was the idea. If you are moving after the kids get out of school and before they return to school, it could be twice as much money if you're doing pods or – I'm sorry, that might be a brand name. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The storage,
storage units.
Yeah, storage units. Thank you.
So there's peak time, there's peak season and non-peak season.
50-100% more.
So it's basically
the summer.
Goes back to the statement, supply and demand.
It's supply and demand. It
so
is.
Think about that issue. But sometimes when it's not moving, you just don't have a choice. You have to move when either the business says you have to move, or your kid, it's right time for your kids. I mean, obviously, the best example of that one right now, obviously, is our president, right? I mean, he decided for whatever reason that, you know, his family made sense for his wife and son to stay in New York while he is in Washington until after school's out.
Right.
So a lot of people have the same situation, may not have the same net worth, but have the same family concerns.
They do. Yep. Number one concern I give is commute considerations, because most people, when they're done working, they want to be home with the family and
sure.
the kids in the evening. So look, check commute times, know exactly what you can get and where, and then –
That's a big issue for California, because there's a lot of parts of the country that don't realize the traffic. Or if you're from New York City area, they've got a lot of public transportation. We're not caught on that one.
Sure.
Great information, as always. If you want more information or you need help relocating, Brent Humphreys is your man. And be sure to set that first rate preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.